Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome to, or welcome back to, Spark Radio. Yes, I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and I'm so glad that you are listening today. I hope that it is beautiful weather where you are in the world. As I've said, we are excited that it is spring, although it snowed this week again in Iowa in late April. Didn't last long, but it was still. Something is wrong about snow on April 28th. But we're grateful it's sunny and things are beginning to bloom. And so, what are you grateful for in your life? And do you look at that every day? What is your gratitude attitude? Is it high or is it low? You can always find something for which to be grateful. And as I visited the doctor yesterday to deal with this persistent cough that I've had for the past 13 days. My husband and then my supervisor said, well, how are you? And I said, oh, I got good news. I have bronchitis. And they said, why is that good news? I said, because it's not pneumonia. So anything can be looked at from a positive perspective, as we've shared in past segments of Spark. So how has your week been? Have you taken an action based on something that you've learned here or somewhere else? Did you read from last week to this week? That was the challenge, to grab a book, to grab a magazine, visit a bookstore, check out a book, and or visit your library and see what's there on the shelf. I picked up a new book this week. It is called Every Word Has Power by Yvonne Oswald. The subtitle is Switch on Your Language and Turn on Your Life. And as I've shared before with the power of your language, the power of your perspective, I'm looking forward to reading this because it focuses on our self-talk and how we talk to each other, or how we talk to ourselves, and thinking about what kind of language we use. And we've talked a little bit about that. When we were talking about On Course to Success and Victim Creator Language, do you have a great support in your self-talk or do you have a great critic in your self-talk? Because it can make a difference into whether you persist and persevere or whether you quit, or whether you see yourself as a success or a failure, as deserving or undeserving of the great things that are ours in life. The joys that we can experience when we're in the moment. So tonight we are going to spend some time revisiting a topic that I am passionate about, and that's the passion test, about living a life on fire, about living a life of joy. And so if you have a question or a story to share about your experience with the passion test or with living a life of joy of doing what you love, please give us a call at 347-215-8390. We would love to talk to you and hear from you. So, those of you who are on the road to living a more passion-filled life, I have a quote to share, and I invite you all to consider being on that journey to live a life on fire. As they say at healthywealthyandwise.com, and that's healthy, wealthy, the letter N, wise.com. And that website was co-founded by Chris and Janet Atwood, the authors of The Passion Test, and Rick and Liz Thompson. Great stuff on that website. There are, they do interviews with people about living their passion. Have you ever looked out your window and seen something very odd? Wonder, did you really see that? Just thought I'd share with you, I just happened to glance out the window here in my office, my home office, and I saw, a car that seems to be missing a large part of itself. I don't think it was originally a convertible, but it's missing the top and it's missing the trunk lid, and it was just kind of strange looking. So somebody's in the midst of a project, I think. Do you have projects that are partially completed? Are you willing to let them go or make a commitment to finish them? Because anything that we have that's incomplete takes up mental energy. It's like if you think about having cup hooks in your mind, then anything that you intend to do that is not done or anything that is incomplete is taking up one of those valuable hooks. And so when you just give yourself permission not to do it, like the thank you notes you were going to write but haven't written yet, give yourself permission just to give folks a call, shoot them an email, or just not to write them right now. That's okay too. And so let's go back to living a life of joy related to passion. So one step is to just release some of the things that we're doing or not doing and letting go of the I have to's and I should's, because we should all over ourselves way too much. S-H-O-U-L-D. Those of you who listen regularly know I come back to that often because it's very easy to fall back into that. So the quote that I have for you before I was distracted by the partial car by Stephen Covey is this: when you engage in work that taps your talent and fuels your passion, that rises out of a great need in the world that you feel drawn to by conscience to meet, therein lies your voice, your calling, your soul's code. Wow, that's powerful. And then also, I really like the song What a Feeling from Flashdance. There's a line that says, take your passion and make it happen. So, getting clear about what's most important in your life, getting clear about your passions, that's the first step. One of the ways to do that is to take the passion test. And I'm excited to share with you that there's going to be an online interactive passion test coming soon. And then as soon as that's available, I'll be sharing it with you and letting you know that you can go visit the site. Initially, it will have there's a $2 donation that money goes to support the passion test to work with the homeless and with the youth and juvenile lockdown facilities. And for that $2, you get access to the site for 30 days. And during that 30 days, you can take the passion test, you can use the online journal, all the different pieces of that. And you have an opportunity to subscribe for a whole year to use the resources. And I will share that with you as soon as it's available. It is amazing from what I've seen in the preliminary site. So even if you don't have access to that yet, you can still go out and buy the Passion Test book. And so that's an option too. Excuse me just a moment. Wait till Daddy gets home, please. My son needs tape, and he was tapping me and tapping me and tapping me. It was very distracting. I apologize for the distraction. But I was unable to focus. So I am back now, and as soon as his dad gets back, he can have some tape. So, going to the website, passiontest.com, or visiting brainbonanza.com. We have a link to the passion test as well as some information about if you decide you would like me to work with you to take you through the passion test and the different activities around how do you bring more of those passions into your life. I'd be excited to do that. I started working with a new client on Monday night this week, and she was so excited to get started. And as we worked through, she had gone through the prioritizing process herself and discovered, as most of us do, is that we psych ourselves out. Our head gets in the way because passions come from the heart, and they're what bring us joy. And when we're trying to prioritize, our head gets in the way about the who do you think you are to do that, or how in the world is that going to ever happen? And so we kind of play down what it is we really love. And having an external voice to help with that process can really be useful. And so she sent me an email on Tuesday to share how wonderful it was to focus on what was most important in her life and what was positive and how she had gone to a music store to talk about some possibilities, and she's writing a course called Little Mozart for summer for kids that she may be able to offer through this music store. Music is one of her passions. She's a pianist. Is my son's piano teacher. That's how we got into connecting with the Passion Test. An amazing lady. So she was beginning to see changes within 24 hours. Some people see them immediately. Some people it's more gradual. It's what are you doing to live what you love, to share your gifts? Because see, what you do that brings you joy, God, the universe, a higher power, has destined you to do it. You know, if you're good at it and you love to do it, use it to serve others. It's a gift. And so we deny ourselves and we deny the world and we don't share our gifts. And so some people say, well, but it's selfish if I. And a response I often share is, really, is it selfish when you don't share this gift with others? So, in the meantime, what are you doing to live what brings you the most joy? Let me know. Or let me know if there's something that brings you joy that you just don't think you can fit into your life right now. We'll see if we can come up with a baby step that will get you a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. Excuse me. Had to cough. So, what are some other things that you can do to do what you love? You could take a baby step, and maybe it's taking a class. Maybe it's joining a volunteer organization that's interested in preserving the environment because you have a passion for the environment. Maybe it's reading about what you love. Maybe it's just deciding you're going to spend 10 minutes a day on something related to what you love. First step, get clear. Get clear about what's most important into your life right now and what brings you joy. And you can do that with the Passion Test. And I'm also excited to share, on a related note, another passion I have is in helping people improve their communication in their relationships, and that I use my license for psychogeometrics. So we've had Dr. Susan Dellinger as a guest on a past show to talk about the psychogeometrics model. And they have just launched a new website at psychogeometrics.com with an interactive online assessment to determine your style and then the strategies that go with that style about where your strengths are and how to flex to the styles of others. And because you're listening to Spark Radio tonight, you are the first to know that you can get a 10% discount on that online assessment by entering the discount code Melanie, all lowercase, spelled M-E-L-A-N-I-E. So go to psychogeometrics.com, sign up to take the online test, and enter the discount coupon code Melanie, all lowercase. So maybe that's something that will help you get closer to living your passions, is to learn more about yourself, so that you can then share with other people. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to learn about? What do you want to share? Either about what's worked for the Passion Test or a question that you have. 347-215-8390. One of the things that helps to get our reticular activating system, the radar of our brain, we would call the RAS for short, D-R-A-S, to focus on those things that we want more of in our life, is to put our attention on those things, because what we put our attention on grows stronger in our life. And if you think about it, if you've bought a car and then you've driven it off the lot, you didn't think you'd seen any blue Tauruses quite that color before. You drive it off the lot, and within 10 minutes you see four or five of them. Wow. Did they just magically appear? No. They were there before, but your attention wasn't focused on seeing them. We get so much sensory information through our eyes, our nose, our touch, our smell, our taste, that if we were paying attention to all of it at the same time, we would literally be crazy. We would be unable to process all that information. For example, you probably aren't aware of this until I focus your attention on it and I ask you if you can feel the pressure of your shoe or the sand, depending on where you are, on the big toe of your left foot. And then as soon as I bring it to your attention, like, oh, yeah, I guess I can feel my shoe. So that's what your RAS is like, your reticular activating system. It focuses on what you put your attention on. So what are you focused on all day? Are you focused on what's going right, or are you focused on what's going wrong? Are you focused on what you want more of, or are you focused on what you don't want? See, the radar doesn't deal with don'ts. Remember, the brain has difficulty when faced with visualizing negations. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. Ooh. Oh, okay. And then our brain is processing tired. So one of the things that I will often do if I'm feeling tired is to repeat the phrase, I am awake and alert. I'm awake and alert. Taking deep breaths and focus, being awake and alert. Because that's what I want my radar to focus on. That's what I want my brain to get my body geared up to do. And so whether it's a new job, and to state it in the present tense, I'm working at a wonderful job that uses my strengths, pays me equitably for my skills. How do you describe that? And sometimes you can just record that and listen back to that description. If you're more auditory processor, if you're visual, vision boards are great. You could do a PowerPoint slideshow where you've got images pop up of the things that you want to have more of in your life, or symbols of that for love or joy or peace, if those are important to you to have more of in your life. There are many strategies around how we can experience more joy in our life. And most importantly, realize that this moment, now, is really all we have. And so many of us spend our time looking back in the past at what's already gone, or into the future at what we don't know might come, that we miss the joys of now. So how often are you thinking about next and later and was and might be, that we miss the moment? My son is in the midst of making a secret project for me, hence he was in a panic for the tape. And when we're done with the show tonight, I'll be enjoying this wonderful gift that he made and hearing the story about what it means. And the time that we spend together as a family, even in just the little things, is important. Because we never know as parents what memories are going to be very powerful and meaningful for our children. And maybe if your relationships are a passion in your life, having healthy relationships, then what are you doing to build healthy relationships? And that starts first with a healthy relationship with yourself, taking care of yourself. With that same client I was talking with on Monday night with the passion test, we talked about self-care and that often people who have a passion for giving and serving others, somewhere along the line had a message of, you know, don't be selfish, don't be selfish, or doing things for yourself is selfish. Other people come first, and that might have helped us when we were little and we were learning how to share. As adults, though, if we're always giving and always giving at the expense of our self-care, it's like pumping water from a well where there's only so much water. And if we pump all the water out, we deplete the source. So self-care is about replenishing that well so that we have more to give. So what are you doing for self-care? So that you have more to give others. So that you can continue serving, using your strengths to serve, to bring you joy. So maybe changing your language from selfish to self-full. S-E-L-F, F-U-L, or F-U-L-L, depending on how you'd like to spell it. That when we are self-full, then we are best able to care for others. How can you take care of yourself? Well, figure out, do some exploring about what it is that relaxes you, that centers you, focuses or energizes you. Sometimes it's reading positive ideas like www.greatday.com. GREATDAY.com. It has short, reflective thought every day, Monday through Friday, and it's a positive perspective. Some people, I collect quotes, like to read positive thoughts or positive quotes, or have books of them. I have in my hand, I just reached over and grabbed a book that was a gift from a friend, and the book is called The Treasure of a Friend by John C. Maxwell, who is a favorite author of mine. And the quote that I opened up to is by an unknown author, and it says, "Your companions are like the buttons on an elevator. They will either take you up or they will take you down." Those relationships in your life, are they taking you up or are they taking you down? And if they're taking you down, do you need to stay in those relationships? See, many times relationships in our life are people who maybe served, we had a healthy relationship at one point, maybe it's no longer beneficial for both of us. Sometimes the best gift we can give that person is to end the relationship. Because if it's not healthy for us, we're not going to be a good friend to them. And depending on their situation, they may need more help than we're able to provide. And so take a look at the relationships in your life. Are they uplifting? And if not, do you have uplifting relationships? And maybe you decide, well, I want to continue this friendship. I really think I can help this person. And then my question to you is, do you have those uplifting relationships in your life? Do you have them with inspiring people, people who you want to be like? Because I can't remember right now who said it, but we tend to rise to the level of the people with whom we associate. So do you associate with successful people? With people who are achieving what you want to achieve in your life, to learn from them, to share with them, to grow from them. So maybe this week you might want to take an assessment of the relationships in your life and decide if they're being helpful and supportive to you, or if maybe you want to distance yourself from that relationship for a time, maybe temporarily, maybe permanently, to be able to express your healthy desire for taking care of yourself. And if that means that you need to say to a parent, "I love you, Mom," and the criticism is not helping me, the criticism, you're welcome to have it. I'm just asking you to keep it to yourself and not to share it anymore. And excuse me, sometimes you do have to distance yourself from toxic patterns in relationships. It takes time to change habits and patterns. And in the meantime, is it helping you move forward and have to experience joy in your life? And then as you become stronger and feeling more powerful about yourself and you've filled your well back up, you may be able to come back to those relationships when you're in a stronger place. And maybe you'll decide at that point that the relationship isn't healthy and you don't want to go back to it. So self-care is a way to be in the best state physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that you can give to others and you can share your passions with others if that's what they're about. Sometimes your best gift comes from reflection, quiet time, and maybe it's your writing, maybe it's art, maybe it's the wooden toys that you build that would be wonderful gifts for children. Maybe it's sharing the stories of your life with younger people so that they can hear firsthand about what life was like during a certain period of time. So maybe it's writing, maybe it's dancing, maybe it's singing, maybe it's restoring cars, who knows. Find your passion. Take your passion, make it happen. So this week ahead, what's one action you will take? We have about 5 minutes left on Spark tonight, where we're exploring having healthy relationships and self-care and living our passions and experiencing joy. Please give us a call at 347-215-8390 to chat with us tonight, or there's a weblog open as well. If you are listening to this and are interested in rating the show. If you listen to it in the archives, and I have a number of you, thank you so much, who every week pull us up out of the archives and or pull us up and download our show, please rate it, and then please share it with one other person who you think may be interested in learning more sparks for their life. What else should we explore yet in a few minutes remaining tonight about healthy communication and living our passions? I don't think we've talked about the three things that get in the way of us living our passions. Those are false concepts, false ideas, and false beliefs. Things that may have served us when we were younger that, well, now they really are only limiting us. And so think about some of the things that maybe you learned that served to teach us lessons as children that as adults now really are only limiting us. They're not serving us. And so one of the best ways to identify a belief, if it's a false belief, a false idea, or a false concept, might be to visit www.thework.com and learn more about the work of Byron Katie. And we may be able to explore that more on future shows. Until then, think about your concepts and your beliefs. Are they really true? Are they helping you or are they hindering you to live a life of joy, to use your strengths to serve others? Wanted to share a few success habits before we closed. These are from Chris and Janet Atwood. Some things to think about that you may want to act on in the week ahead. Take time daily to review your top five passions, what's most important to you. Choose in favor of your passions whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity. Take responsibility for the life you've created. Take time daily for prayer and or meditation, some quiet, reflective time. Get regular exercise. Get adequate rest. Tithe on a regular basis. Eat healthy foods which support clarity. Speak positively and uplifting of others through your speech. It takes 21 days to create a new habit, so choose one habit, master it, and then try something else. Visualization is also very powerful. So if you've got some time daily, 3 minutes to visualize the person you want to be, to act as if in your life when you're faced with that choice and say, well, I want to be a successful person who does this. How would they act or choose in this moment? And then act as if. A lot of ideas to think about this week. I thank you for joining us. And thank you for sharing Spark with a friend. If you have any questions or comments, you can send an email to brainfinanza@gmail.com. That's BRAINBONANZA. @gmail.com, or send me an email through Blog Talk. I'll be happy to address topics that you are interested in the future. Do let me know, and I will see how I can help support you to live your passions. So may you choose to create great days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. And until next time, please stay safe and share sparks with those that you care about. And send an email my way. We have one more thought to share with you before we go. And that is, the joy shared is a joy doubled, says Geth. So share your joys this week. Double them for you and for those with whom you share. Take care, stay safe, and create great moments and great days.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.
Blog Talk Radio.